Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today is our lesson from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ on this Christmas day, the good Lord has a habit. He has a way of keeping the back porch light on. Keeping the back porch light on for you and for me. That's what the book of Hebrews chapter 1 tells us. It says, in many and various ways the Lord spoke in the past to our fathers through the prophets. In many ways and in various ways, the Lord kept that back porch light on, hoping that one day you and I would see it and come back home. Through his servants, the prophets, the Old Testament is a record of that, a record of the different prophets and leaders of God's people that God sent. The greatest of them in the Old Testament was, of course, Moses, the leader of God's people who led them out of the land of Egypt through the wilderness and to the borders of the Promised Land. And yet Moses is a strange leader by our cultural standards, because the book of Numbers says not that he was a charismatic man with the right kind of hair and a booming voice and a gregarious manner. It says rather that Moses was meek. And he was gentle beyond all people on the earth. But that's the one that the Lord wanted for his leader, so that God's power could be made known. Well, the Lord sent Elijah. The Lord sent Elisha, and they were powerful with miracles and wonders. The Lord sent Jeremiah, who poured out his heart before God and poured out God's heart before his people. Eventually, Jeremiah was killed for his trouble. You have the prophet Isaiah. He preached about the Messiah who was coming. He talked about him being stricken, smitten, and afflicted. You have the prophet Hosea, who was commanded by God to do something that God would not otherwise command. He was commanded to marry an unfaithful wife to show Israel's unfaithfulness to the Lord. God sent Amos to try to crack the shell of a people who had grown indifferent to God. You have John the Baptist, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And there's many others, of course, as well. Countless others whose names we do not know, but men and women who were sent by God, and you have the good Lord keeping the back porch light on, saying to his people, come home. Come home. Actually, in the Old Testament, you can trace the whole dealing of God with his people, and you can summarize it all in one word, and that is the word grace, or gift. God's unmerited kindness, his favor, his pardon. He's a God of grace who only wants his children to be saved. That's what he wants. Not merely to be helped, although that's often what we pray for. Not merely to be guided, not merely to be directed, not merely to be supported or sustained or encouraged or provided for, although we pray for all of those things. They're summarized under give us this day our daily bread. But no, the Lord sent his son for a greater purpose. Our prayers go so far, but he sent his son for the ultimate purpose, and that is that you and I be saved. Because nothing less will work. Everything less does not have a permanent value to it. The Lord said, I need to save you from your sin and the consequence of your sin, which is eternal separation from God. Eternal punishment. And so in many and various ways, God sent his servants, the prophets, to our forefathers. Now, the prophets could preach God's word. That was their job. The prophets now and again did miracles or wonders. God sent his angels, and they brought messages, from the Lord. And not only that, they did miracles and wonders as well, too. But the greatest honor for all of them was not the miracles and the wonders and the sermons. The greatest thing was that they could point to the Lord Jesus, that they could have that privilege, that they could point people to the one who saves. Well, today is Christmas Day, and it always looks every year like things are backwards. Because it always seems to be that the big show is what, Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? It's Christmas Eve, isn't it? Because on Christmas Eve, what do we have? We have the wise men, and we have the angels, and we have the shepherds, and we have King Herod, and we have Mary and Joseph, and we have the star, and the heavens are all lit up. And it looks like that's the big show. And what do you have in the middle of it all? In the middle of it all, you have the little baby Jesus. And like the old hymn says, he's asleep on the hay. Everybody else seems to be doing all the big parts, but then there's a little baby Jesus, and he's not doing that much at all. And yet soon that will be reversed. It's like our Advent calendar, our Advent wreath here. There's all the bit players all around it, and you see all the candles lit, but in the center is the main one. And that's the one that reminds us of our Lord Jesus and what he came to do at Christmas. It reminds you that God would stop at nothing to see that you and I could be saved and have everlasting life. And so he sent angels and he sent prophets, but finally he sent his son. In many and various ways, the Lord spoke in the past to our fathers through the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son. And we want to understand that it doesn't just mean that God gave us a holy book with some words written on it in ink. When it says God spoke to us, he has all different ways of speaking to us. Yes, through our holy book, but he speaks to us through the prophets, the apostles, through our preachers, through our brothers and sisters in the faith. He speaks to us through our baptism, says, you're my child. He speaks to us through Holy Communion, says, this is my body, this is my blood. Which points us to the main thing, Book of Hebrews, our lesson for today. He provided purification for sins. You're not going to get that anyplace else. In preparation for Christmas season, many of us got on the internet. Why did we get on the internet? What were we doing? We were looking for something to buy, and we were looking for that just that special something. And sometimes it's very hard to find the specific thing that we're looking for. But here we see what? The one specific thing that Jesus alone can do, and that is provide purification for our sins, something that truly takes them away. And so, like the old hymn says, I like to quote old hymns because many a times they put it very well. It says, oh, the height of Jesus' love, higher than the heavens above, deeper than the depths of sea, lasting to eternity, love that found me, wondrous thought, found me when I sought him not. In many and various ways, the Lord spoke in the past to our fathers through the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. And so St. Peter would write, we have the word of the prophets made even more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star shines in your hearts. The word of the prophets made more certain. Not just ink on paper, not just a book, but the blood of Christ, the sacrament of Holy Communion, the sacrament of baptism, which gives us our Savior and all that he ever did for us. And so our lesson for today, tells us something rather amazing. It says Jesus is the Savior. It says he made purification for sins, but it also says that he is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. And yet after all of that, making purification, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Now and again, you'll hear of auctions that are done for works of art, and the news will say this is the highest price that was ever paid for a piece of art, for a painting or a sculpture or something like that. But at Christmas, we recognize that none of them compares to the highest price that was paid for you and for me. And that is that he saved us, lost and condemned sinners. The good Lord has a way of keeping the back porch light on. He keeps it on for you. He keeps it on for me. He wants us saved so much that he will stop at nothing to see it happen. And so, in many ways, in various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers through the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, our Savior, the one who died for us, the one who gives us a place together with him. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.